And we are back, and we are the Run Duo. I am Tommy.
What's up, y'all? It's India.
Hello, India.
Hello.
Oh, another beautiful 2 weeks. How you been?
I've been pretty good. It has been a busy 2 weeks. I'm excited about it. I'm feeling good. Feeling great. Packing up my suitcase to head out of town this weekend to a run event. So I'm excited. I'm feeling good. At the moment, I'm feeling good.
That's good to hear. I see you running, you inspiring others to run. You just,
yes.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I didn't really, I didn't really expect the feedback that I was going to get from me posting my runs, but I said, you know what, let me just give it a try. Let me listen, be transparent. Yeah. I'm out in these streets. This is what it is. And like I said on one of my posts, it's not to compare yourself to me, but just to show you that, you know, consistency does something and you got to start somewhere. So that's where I'm at with it.
Yes, consistency definitely makes a difference. Good to see you out there in the streets again, you know, getting back. You know, it's a long road.
It is a very long road,
but it's a long road. We all been there like, oh, here we go.
Yes.
But once you get there, and I'm not saying get there as in you setting records, but once you get there to where you're feeling it again,
yes,
it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I definitely think I'm at a place right now of being excited to, like, not really excited to run, but I'm like, okay, let me go get this run in. It's not like, oh, I gotta go run. So I'm glad that I'm in that space. Even though I'm quote unquote training for the 4 5Ks that I have, it's not like I'm training for a 10K or a half or a marathon. So it's like, okay, and you get the miles under your belt. You know that you don't have to be running 3 right now in order to do 3 then. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I understand that concept. And I also understand that taking my time to move into the space of running and getting from what I'm considering couch to 5K, you have to slowly increase it. That 10% from week to week, I don't want to injure myself, so I'm trying to do it slowly. So when people see me doing like a mile here, a mile there, that's why. Like, I'm trying to really, you know, reintroduce it to myself. I'm doing my neighborhood, which is really hilly, so I am getting some hill work in. I want to see how I do if I was just to go do a flat round. I'm excited to be back out there. I miss it, and I can't say that it is very exciting that the temps are dropping and we have cooler mornings and cooler evenings. So I'm really enjoying that.
That definitely makes a difference. Definitely makes a difference. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Now, one big race did happen.
In the past 2 weeks.
It was okay. Maybe not big. They call it a world major, but I don't know. In Berlin, there was a young man named Kipchoge that competed and, you know showed his, we talk.
That's your homeboy?
Okay. Yes, my home. We talk. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he did his thing. He didn't set a world record, but he did his thing. And you know what? I've forgotten that he had set a world record last year. And it made me think, like, dude, are we asking too much of this man? Like, are we asking him to run a world record every time he steps on the pavement?
That part. I think there's a piece of us that is asking that. And I feel like we know that Kipchoge has it in him. But I also feel like he's sitting back like, I made the world record. I thought about this today as you said that. He probably is coasting on the fact that he has won the Berlin Marathon 5 times. Like, so like in his mind, he's probably like, let me just keep winning this thing and use that as my excitement and my clout. And of course, I've set a record here, but there is a joyous feeling, I'm pretty sure, to know that this marathon, you continue to win. Like, I feel like that's something, some kind of clout that you should be chasing just within that. I think it's us as spectators that want him to continue to PR.
Yes. So he did what he usually does. He won. I did not get to watch it live, unfortunately. I don't know if you were in the U.S., you probably had to watch it on Flow Track to see it. But I did not get to watch it live, but I did watch the highlights. And pretty much he was by himself the last 2 miles, 6 miles, something crazy. You know, he had nobody pushing him. So maybe if he had somebody pushing him, he might have run a world record. Who knows? But the big story was on the women's side.
Yes.
Tigas
for the ladies.
Asafe. Yes. She broke the current world record. Was it by 2 minutes?
Yes.
By
a little bit over 2 minutes.
A little over 2 minutes.
And that record was broken in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
By Bridget. So we're really excited that she did that. Listen, and she is newer to the marathon distance. So congratulations to her. You know, yeah. I just feel like some of these fresher people that are newer to the distance, they coming out the box and doing the doggone thing. So I'm not mad mm-hmm. at it. I mean, no. I think it really shows you what the future of marathoning is going to be, and that it is, women are capable of dropping these numbers. And I think that's, you know, what I'm excited to see. And of course that, you know, a little bit over 2 minute breaking that record is a huge deal, and we should definitely continue to celebrate her. So congratulations. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to when her next race is and, you know, what she's doing. 'Cause that's a hell of a break. I mean, that's a hell of a break. And she was rolling on them, too. I saw her highlight. Yeah, she was rolling on them.
Yeah, she was definitely rolling on. And I think I saw that it was kind of like a little bit over five-minute mile the whole time. Like, a solid. Mm-hmm. That's I don't know. For me, when I convert some of these elites' times to minute per mile, I'm like, mm-hmm. damn! Like, you are literally sprinting. Well, to my sprint, yeah, where I would exactly. be dying a whole 26.2 miles. So
that's what it seems like. You know? Now, she gave much love to her shoes.
Yes, she did.
When it was over, she gave much love to Adidas. The Alta Zero, Ados Pro Evo 1.
Yeah, Adios.
Adios. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adios Pro Evo 1. And it went on sale today, this morning. I went and looked at it. It went on sale this morning, and it is now sold out. Went on sale at 11 a.m., and it's now sold out. $500 a pop.
$500, not euros, dollars, USD. $500. Yeah. And what else is special about it, Tommy?
Single-use shoe.
Single-use shoe. So you wear this $500 shoe. I'm ready to see who we know that done pulled up on this $500 shoe. There's a couple people in my mind that I know that will pull the trigger on this shoe. I feel like Philip King will pull the trigger on this shoe.
Maybe.
I feel like I had somebody else in my mind that pulled the trigger on this shoe. You don't have anybody you think will pull the trigger on this shoe?
$500?
Yeah.
No, I do not know anybody that's pulling the trigger on a $500 single-use shoe.
I feel like Philip King will pull the trigger on it.
He might. Now, let me just say this. If I was ever at the point where I could qualify for, like, I'm on the edge, I might qualify for Boston.
Yeah.
For the qualifying marathon.
Let's do it. Like, if you, like, there.
Yeah.
Like some of these guys. Anyway, so. Yeah. We had a decent amount of people that went to Berlin that were sub 3 hour marathoners. Like that I know that I follow on social media that's been doing great. So like your We Run 3 Run 3 guys, Lance, you got Tommy your Lance, runs. You got your Tommy Runs. Mm-hmm. You got some people from New York that was busting it out. There's a couple guys from Houston that I saw. So like definitely kudos to all of y'all. But I feel like if I was running sub threes, I would figure out the $500 shoe. I will figure it out. Like, that's a chunk of money. But just for clout and to see how I really feel and if I can really push it, if I can feel a difference, I would get it. I don't doubt that, like, Tommy Runs may snag a pair just because I know he does a lot of brand partnerships. But I just feel like some people are going to drop the coins on it. And just to let you guys know, our listeners, so this is a carbon-infused energy rods that are in the shoe. But it has a new rubber outsole, and it's 40% lighter than the Adios Pro 3. So just to kind of give you an update as to why it may be that expensive, then Tommy, you let me know that the tires, Continental, you said?
Mm-hmm. Continental tires is the rubber
that they use for these shoes. So again, one time use, $500, would you drop it? You know, it's kind of the thing. So I think it's interesting. And I definitely can see why the shoes probably sold out. Like people snagging it left or right. I don't doubt it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they're single use, you need at least two pair per year. Because if you're a marathoner,
$1,000 on some shoes. I mean, I already squeamish at 300, and I would pay that. But $500? But it's not gonna be no single use shoe though. It ain't gonna be no single use shoe. I'm gonna get the hell out of a wear out of those things.
Well, I mean, trust me, I might use it on a race one time, but you're going to see me sporting them somewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, $500, I might wear that with a suit to church. Who knows? Like, whatever. That's a lot of money to drop on a single-use shoe. But if you're a marathoner and you're probably running 2 marathons a year, you got to get 2. Mm-hmm. Plus, you probably have to buy either the Bostons, which are Adidas's version of the race train shoe, because the other, the lower version of this one is really a race shoe too. Now it's not single use, but it's still just a race shoe. So you got to have your training versions, and then you got to have these for the actual races.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. I think that it's very interesting. Like you said, she held that shoe up. She kissed that thing. Like basically put it up to the sky to say, hey, I did this because of this. So yeah. I really think that it's great that she did that. And for those that I've been seeing in some Facebook groups and some different chats, of course, as soon as a woman breaks some records or does something amazing, you got your people out there that's like, oh, she doping, she this. And I'm like, just give the girl her flowers. Now, if it does come out that she's doing that, okay, but let's give her flowers because she did that. She did it. You know, she exactly. did it. It is what it exactly. is. Like, stop taking away people's moments and minimizing their victories in times that you ain't out here doing it. You out here running. let's stop doing that, people. Let's stop.
So that was great. I'll be interested, like you said, at future races to see who will be wearing those shoes.
Yes, for sure. Now, I will say, so I was watching some people's social medias after Berlin, and I don't think you have met him, Tommy, but a guy named Jerry that does, he has a run club up in New York. He went to a speaking event with Kipchoge there after the Berlin Marathon, and he was able to get on the mic, and he asked Kipchoge when he was running New York. And Kipchoge's response was basically, it's coming soon, or it's coming. I think he said it's coming. So he didn't say soon, but he said it's coming. So I think everybody's hoping that it would be, I don't think he'll squeeze it out this year, but maybe after, like you said, maybe after the Olympics, maybe it will happen then. So we don't know if his soon is as soon as we would like it, but he's going to be coming to New York, y'all. I definitely think that it's still on his radar.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is too, but I think, we're going to have to wait till after the Olympics, more than likely, it sounds like. And you do understand, so the way Kenya does their Olympic selection for the marathon anyway, they don't actually run races. Like, they don't have an Olympic marathon trial. Their Olympic committee selects them. And pretty sure Kipchoge is going to be on that team. I'm pretty sure. But they say it's real political.
He's kind of like the fastest man, yeah.
Well, and he's like, Kenya, I think they have professional soccer. I'm not positive, but he's the biggest thing there is, in that area. So he's like Michael Jordan, to them. People, I don't know if you saw online how many people travel from Africa just to watch him run in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't imagine they wouldn't put him on the team.
Yeah. I definitely think that you're right. You are right. I think that he will probably be on there. How many more years you think Kipchoge got in him?
You know what? I thought he'd be quitting by now. I thought he'd be done by now. I honestly, because I mean, the reason why it's so big about him going to the Olympics, because nobody's won 3 Olympic marathons. You know why? Because people stop running. They go sit down because it's such a long stretch of time. So I'm surprised he's still running, honestly, because what does he have left to prove at this point?
Well, nothing. He's still getting them coins.
Yeah, I mean, he's still getting the coins, but I mean, I'm sure we would, pay him to go run a mile with us, he can still make money, I guess, but.
Yeah, he's 38 years old. I feel like he has it in him to continue to do big things, so. 38 years old.
I've said this on here before. Winner and still champion is called age. Age wins every single. The age is undefeated, so it's never pretty when it's over. So yep. I hope he gets out before, you know, he gets swept off a course somewhere. So
yeah, I think he will. Well, you know what? As I was watching, so of course, even though I didn't watch the Berlin Marathon live, I did track so many different people. And something that I saw on the Berlin app is that you can basically restrict who tracks you, or if you are wanting people to not track you, that you have to, or you want people to track you, but not be like open to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making it sound right. Lord Jesus.
You can block people from tracking you. They need a code.
Thank you. And they need a code to be able to track you. And I believe I saw this in the Chicago, for the Chicago Marathon last year. Mm. And I did see it in the Berlin app this year. I think that that is a great option. I think that there can be pressure behind knowing that people are tracking every mile. And even though we love the cheers, we love to put ourselves out there to say that we are running and we're doing this event, there still is some like anxiety. Well, I'll speak for myself. There still is anxiety knowing that people are tracking me on a tracker and, oh my God, am I performing what people expect? Like all of those things creep up. And I think if you're able to block people from getting that glory from seeing you, you know, I think that that's a benefit. And security. Well, I mean,
I think security is a big thing. Yeah.
Yeah, security is a thing as well. That I think is really good, especially with these marathons and world majors. You never know who will pull up on you. So I just think that it's really good that that is an option. And not to say that you shouldn't tell people when you're running a marathon, but I think everybody processes the cheers and excitement very differently.
Yeah, I've known people that have run world majors, didn't say anything until they were done. Like, you know, afterwards they were like, oh yeah, I ran, you know, I was there in Chicago or I was there, whatever. So yeah. I completely understand that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So it totally makes sense. And I think that we just have to, you know that everybody is different and how they want to move throughout their time is definitely different. So, but happy for it. So yes, indeed. Yes.
Did you see that commercial?
Which commercial?
Was it New Balance? And I don't know. I'm just bringing it up because I just happened to remember it. I want to say 300-pound runner was on it. But it just showed many different people running. I want to say it was New Balance.
I did not see that commercial.
But yeah, it just had people running at the camera. So it had multiple, like all kinds of different types of runners, big, small, you know, fast, slow, you know, walkers, whatever. But it's a really good commercial. I wish I could remember, but I want to say 300-pound runner was on that.
Nice. Yeah. That is awesome. Well, I know that we also mentioned Boston. So on September 11th, just a couple weeks ago, Boston opened their doors to submit in your qualifying times, submit in your BQ times to run the Boston Marathon 2024. Tommy, they had 33,000 entries.
Did they get mine? Did they send it?
Yeah, they got yours.
Did they get okay? Yeah, they probably threw it in the trash, but
they slid that to the corner real quick.
Okay, he's out. He's out. You know, but if you send it, you never know. You send it in, they might just take it. You never know.
Bruh, you was on top of the office. They was like, Charity.
They're like, somebody call this man, because I don't think he knows how this works.
No, that is so funny. No, but 33,000 entries. So, of course, typically people are notified within a couple of days or, you know, within the week that of when, if they made Boston, the qualifying time, because we have found that the qualifying time has increased, or shall I say the buffer has increased year over year. I think at one point it's 5 minutes. You have to have a buffer on top of your time. And so I think that everyone is patiently waiting to see what that buffer is going to be for 2024, because 33,000 entries is a big deal. And I think that they really are having to scrub the numbers to see what's realistic as far as the buffer. I know a lot of people took to social media. They were frustrated because Boston did post that they are delaying because there's so 33,000 entries and people weren't happy. They like, let me know now, am I in or am I not? And I think that there are some people that maybe had a 30-second buffer or a minute buffer and they just know that they're not going to get in, or they're mm-hmm. assuming they're not going to get in. You never know, but they're assuming that they're just, that they're not going to get in. So it's going to be interesting on how they handle it, but they did announce that they will announce it early October, which is obviously this weekend, but early October as to what will happen. So maybe everybody that Boston qualified and are trying to get in, we'll find out next week or so on if they'll be running the 2024 Boston Marathon.
Exactly. So, yeah, that should be interesting. Yeah, I guess if you only had a minute, yeah, you probably like, yeah, I'm probably yeah, not going to make
I
it.
I think a minute, a lot of people know, like, you probably at least need three these days. I think it was five mm-hmm. with last year that what you needed. Mm-hmm. So I think if you're not within that, you know, it's going to be a little bit harder, too.
And, I mean, I can understand you wanting to know, but, I mean, it's Boston. You already know what the process is. So how are you going to, I guess since they delayed it, I guess I can understand they're like, well, you're delaying it. Why can't you just go ahead and, you know, it's a numbers game. Bum, bum, bum. But maybe there's so many people in that window, you know, that are close, you know, that are all really close. Maybe that's why they're having to delay it to try to yeah. crunch the numbers again.
Definitely. Definitely. So that could definitely be it. So we shall see. I mean, I always look forward to it. I definitely feel like the Boston Marathon is still, I don't really love that they still do the time standards and that whole thing. I get the piece of it, but I also feel like it's an elitist mentality that continues to feed into the running community. But hey, congratulations to people that are speedy like that and that you are looking forward to something, not minimizing your excitement to get to that. So,
yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying about the elitist, but I mean, it's a sporting event. In the end, a sporting event is about who's the fastest? That's the winner. That's the person that wins because they're the fastest. Now, wanting to run Boston is not a right. It's a privilege. It's a privilege that you have to earn, whether that be through your time, through charity. You knock somebody across the head, take their number, whatever you do. But, you know, I don't have a problem with it. It's their run and, mm-hmm. you know, it's their race. But if I don't want to deal with it, hey, I'll go run somewhere else.
Like yeah, we said, there's another race yeah. that weekend that we hear about. So yeah.
You know, so or maybe Boston could just start doing a morning Boston Marathon and an evening Boston Marathon. Like they do the morning for all the speedy people, and then they do one at night
for people that are
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So we have two separate marathons. There you go.
I mean, that could be fun too. I'm here for it. I am definitely here for it. So, well, the 2024 Olympic trials, track and field Olympic trials was announced for June 21st through June 30th of 2024. So, of course, it's happening at the beloved Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. I definitely mark my calendar. I don't know about you, but I love watching track and field. I know we don't talk much about track and field on our podcast, just because we are definitely road race people. But I watch track and field whenever it's on TV and I really, really enjoy it. I know we do sprinkle in track and field here or there. But they're like, this is track and field season. There's been so much, it's cross country and track and field. It's been so much on TV. I know we don't talk about it a lot, but just to give you all a heads up, if our listeners are interested in track and field, mark your calendars for 2024, because that will be on TV for a whole week.
Wow.
Over a week.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, the Olympic trials, the world championships, the Olympics themselves. Mm-hmm. That's when track is center stage.
Yes. 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 And of course, Sydney, Australia was announced to host the 2024 Abbott World Major Marathon World Championships, the age group world championship. So that's happening in Sydney, Australia in 2024. So I'm excited to see that. I just feel like there's so many things. Always, for some reason, I get all mixed up with, not mixed up, but I'm always focused on the majors, but there's the world championships that happen, the track and field races that happen. So I'm always excited to do that. So I'm being savvy for 2024 and putting these races on my actual calendar to know that I got some good running to watch.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I mean, I think we get wrapped up in the world major right now. I think because of, you know, Eliud Kipchoge, I think that's one of the main reasons that we do. And then, of course, there was Galen Rupp for the U.S. that I know I always wanted to try to watch, you know, if he was running in a world major. So I think that's, you know, why we're like that. And we get so wrapped up in the world major marathons.
Yeah. And because the trials was here in Atlanta, we got to see some good people. I think that that was a, you know, what the U.S., you know, for that here in Atlanta, there's some people that we got on our radar. Speaking of, I see our boy Nathan Martin. He putting in work. I'm excited to see
what he's going to
be coming out with and what he's going to be putting down. He's been putting in work and he's gotten even faster since we seen him here in Atlanta for the world marathon, for the Olympic trial. So congratulations, Nathan. Early congratulations to you because I see you putting in work.
Yeah. You going down to Orlando? You going to go check out the Olympic marathon trial?
You the one should be going down there. That's where your people at. Yeah. So you going down?
I'm probably going to go. I looked at the course. There's a couple of hotels right there on the course that we can, you know, be able to see. It's not going to be as nice as Atlanta, where you had restaurants, you know, where people could sit. It's not like that really much in downtown Orlando, but definitely there are hotels with big windows. If you can get a room on that side, you can definitely, you know, watch the people go by. I would like to let Trey be able to see that.
Because I doubt
he remembers. I doubt he remembers what happened in Atlanta.
I have pictures in my phone of Trey that weekend. He was a baby. Oh my gosh, he was a baby. Yeah, he was a baby baby. He was shaking the little cowbell. Yeah. He was a baby, baby. He definitely don't remember that. But I feel like he could remember something now. So
So I would like to take him and let him see. And then, of course, you know, Jasmine as well. That'll be her first Olympic trials and maybe come a thing. Who knows?
Babies being able to go to the Olympic trials. That's exciting. Maybe so. Look at you being a good dad. Look at you.
Yeah. So what'd you do? I know you out there yelling at people on race courses this past weekend.
So I was the race MC for the Oktoberfest 5K that was held at New Round Brewing, presented by Horizon Race Solutions, excuse me. So I was the MC for that. DJ Magnificent Mal was the DJ. I've done that race the last 3 years, I believe. So
okay.
Mm-hmm. Love doing partnership with them. It's definitely always a good race. Smaller local race, but I really enjoy. Sometimes it's good to just kind of have that kind of like small local race that you're cheering people on. They feel good about seeing, you know, hearing their name called. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are trying to crush age group awards and things of that nature. So always good to see that. We had some little kids out, not little kids, but we had a couple people that were under 11 that were out there running a 5K and they did really, really well. So it was good to be able to see that and to see those people. So that was what I did last weekend. And then on Thursday, I'm going to be emceeing the Kaiser Permanente Run, Walk, Roll, which I'm really, really excited about. It sounds like they are having a couple thousand, potentially 5,000 registrants for that race. So I'm really excited about doing that race and it'll be a big event on Thursday evening.
Okay. And that's the one where like they come as groups, isn't it?
A lot of companies bring out their employees for that race.
When I worked for Bell South, we used to do that every year. Yeah. The Kaiser Permanente. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah,
so I feel like that was one of our races that was always kind of our free race. They had a bomb medal. Yeah. I'm looking over at my medal rack right now, and I probably have about three of those Kaiser races. I don't know if they do it free anymore, but if you work for one of the companies that's doing it, that's how they sponsor the entry. So it's definitely an honor to be able to do that. If you all are listening to this podcast and are coming out on Thursday, try to say hello. I will be on the mic on the stage, myself, Jeff Galloway, and some of the people that are part of Kaiser Permanente will be up on the stage doing announcements. And of course, I'll be at the start and finish line. So,
All right. Let's do that. Yes. Sounds good.
Yes. And then I'm headed to DC. So I'm headed out of town this weekend for District Running Collective's 10-year anniversary. So I'm really excited to be going to that and really excited to see what that's going to entail. I'm doing the 5K on Sunday, so it'll be my first out of the four of the 5K races. And so But the weekend is about enjoying, and I don't say partying, but there's a couple of parties that we'll be going to, but it'll be a, it'll be a good time celebrating. I left it to the 5K instead of increasing to the 19 miler or 19K. I was like, I'm good on that. So we're going to do that 5K and enjoy my weekend. Yeah,
exactly. Go on, enjoy your weekend. Don't let it do that to you.
Right. Usually I don't, you know, go to races or travel for races for a 5K. Like, that's kind of, to me, it's whatever. But I feel like, you know, this is an event. I have two homegirls that's coming with me. We love Run Girl and DRC. And so we're like, hey, let's do this 5K and enjoy our weekend. So
exactly. And DC is a great place to enjoy it. I love that city. Yes, indeedy. Now, we do have the race is quickly approaching.
Yes, I feel like this year, the end of the year has gone so fast.
I know, like, it's already like the last quarter of the year. I'm like, dang, what's up? But I did sign up for the half marathon virtual. I'm going to do the virtual because, you know, kids, whatever. So I can't be there in person. But we will be there the day before doing our thing. And you said you had some news about who we're going to be interviewing.
Yes, well, we've got to solidify the people that we are going to be interviewing, but pop up on us. We'll be doing our podcast show as we normally do, a live interviewing at 4:30 at the expo for the race. So we have a couple people that I want to solidify before announcing them who we're going to be interviewing. But if you are a loyal listener, come see us, tell your friends about us. We'll be there. Stop by the expo around that time. There will be some panel speakers. I know that Vanessa with Game Changers, her and her panel speakers will be there during that time as well. And there's going to be a lot of activities going on, as it usually is for the expo.
Gotcha. Perfect. Perfect. All right.
Yes.
Got anything else today?
That's it. I'm excited to see everyone. I feel like over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be an exciting next couple weekends. So excited to see everyone. And if you see me or Tommy, say hello. If you're a listener and know who we are, say hello.
Just say what's up. Say what's up. Definitely, definitely. Yes. Well, I'm looking forward. I know we got more world majors coming. I think Chicago's coming here shortly. So
it's the same weekend of the race. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm always excited. I like Chicago. It's flat, so it's usually fast times. And I think Galen Rupp is going to be running Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. So that'll be interesting watching. But anyway, so if they want to contact you, you're going to be in DC. They want to hit you up. They're going to be in DC. How would they do that?
Yes, you can hit me up on social media at Eye of Indigo Runs. I typically am pretty active over there, or at least check my DMs for sure. If you have a business related or anything of that nature, you can hit me up at contact@milesfromindia.com. And of course, my website is www.milesfromindia.com.
And you can hit me up at tmitch68 on Instagram and thomaswmitchell2@gmail.com. All right, India. Well, I will see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Peace.
Peace.